It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Tuesday, USDA released their February crop production supply and demand estimates. Usually this report doesn't bring a lot of new news to the marketplace, but it does sometimes bring some interesting developments. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the wheat numbers for this report.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA released their February crop production supply and demand estimate, and as expected, the report didn't bring a lot of news to the marketplace, at least not as far as the U.S. numbers were concerned, but they did bring some as far as the world numbers were concerned. Looking at the numbers for wheat, nobody was expecting much change in the U.S. numbers in this report, but USDA did come in and increase food demand by 4 million bushels, increasing its demand to 970, which followed through to cut stocks by the same 4 million bushels, putting stocks now at 794 million bushels, which is 7 million less than expected by the trade. Not a big deal, but really looking at it, this was the biggest change in the U.S. numbers for this report. Now, on the world side, that's where things got to be a little bit friendlier. World stocks were estimated at 257.6 million metric ton, which is 1 million metric ton less than expected and 1.2 less than the previous month. We did see some changes as far as Argentina, Canada, European Union, Russia, and Ukraine are all concerned, as they did see some changes in their balance sheets. But the big ones came in with the EU's dropping exports by 1 million metric ton, Ukraine seeing exports drop by 500,000 metric ton, Russia seeing exports drop by 500,000 metric ton, and the really big interesting part of the report was seeing China's imports dropping by 2.5 million metric ton. Overall, you have to say this report was neutral to friendly to the wheat market and really didn't bring anything new to the table, but that means that we're not looking at anything bearish coming in into the marketplace in the short term.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.